There's no question that oral health is a part of good health, but for many low-income people, getting dental care is not always within reach. Today, a state House committee is considering a bill that hopes to fill that void by creating mid-level dental providers. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
The bill would create two new kinds of mid-level dental professionals. Supporters like Dr. Ray Daly say these providers would not replace dentists, but would instead expand their reach to patients. Daly is a dentist for the Swinomish and Upper Skagit tribes. He says he would welcome this kind of help at his clinic.
There are days where we may have anywhere from 5 to 10 emergencies that come in the morning, and I am the only dentist here. If we have this mid-level provider, I could almost triage my patients, those that just need fillings or small restorations or chipped teeth. This person could definitely do that sort of work while I could focus more on things that are much more serious, that require much more of my time.
Daly says he's seen mid-level practitioners at work in Alaska where dentists are in short supply. They provide routine care so that dental problems don't become worse and require emergency intervention. This is the second attempt to create mid-level dental practitioners. A similar bill failed last year.
We feel like making another person that really can't provide the full care that a dentist can provide is going at it the wrong way.
Dr. Danny Warner is president of the Washington State Dental Association. The association opposed the bill last time and opposes the current proposal. The association's solution is to reinstate dental coverage for adults on Medicaid. Right now, the state's Medicaid program only pays for dental emergencies. The association also recommends dental residency programs as a way to reach underserved communities.
There's many new graduates that are working a little bit at many different offices because they can't find full-time associateships or offices to work in.
Both sides agree the demand for dental care is growing. Many people who put off their dental problems often end up in emergency rooms. It's estimated the state spends about $12 million a year treating toothaches in the emergency room. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.